Picture this. You're scrolling, the light from your screen catches a tiny movement, a two-frame bounce, a soft color pulse, and your thumb stops mid-scroll. The whole feed freezes for a beat, like glass catching light. That two-frame gesture just told you who the brand was and whether it was worth a click.
Mm-hmm. I can see it. That beat is everything.
Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling.
And I'm Wendy, ready to ask the practical questions and keep us honest as we build stuff that actually ships.
Today, we'll show you how to earn attention with tiny intentional moments, why they matter, the tools to prototype them fast, and the tests that prove they work. Anthony will jump in with data and file size realities so nothing breaks in production.
Quick hello! Excited to share the constraints that make these things useful, not just pretty. Let's get practical.
So, why bother? Think about the last time a tiny movement told you everything you needed to feel safe or curious.
Right, like a little design handshake.
Exactly. In practice, microbrand moments do three moves. They orient a viewer, they give brand personality, and they nudge the next action.
Can you show that with an actual studio win? I want something I can picture.
Sure. We worked with a retail client whose checkout felt, well, flat. So we added a 600 millisecond confirmation animation. The mark brightens, a tiny shoelace loop animates, and the CTA morphs into a success check.
Wait, a shoelace loop? Tell me how you timed that so it felt like celebration, not gimmick.
Great call. We kept the loop in the anticipation phase. A quick 200 millisecond ease in, a 250 millisecond loop, then a 150 millisecond resolve into the check. It reads as a tiny celebration because the motion matches the microfeedback moment. When optimized, it was about 40 kilobytes, and early tests showed a 6% lift on that step. Small gesture, measurable change.
Quick note from ops. Placement and size matter. A gorgeous 200 kb animation tucked low on the page doesn't help. Aim for under 100 kb when you can. Lazy load extras. And put your primary micro moment where eyes already land. Buttons, initial logo view, and sign-off screens.
Under 100 kb. Got it. But for listeners without After Effects, what are the fastest ways to prototype and feel the rhythm?
Start on paper. Draw three frames. Key pose, anticipation, resolve. Then flip them on your phone. That gives you timing intuition in 30 seconds. Next step, make a two-frame GIF or use Figma prototypes. If you can, export to Lottie via Bodymovin for web-friendly small files.
And for testing, put the static version against the animated one. Track click-through and micro conversions. But
I'm not sure I buy the run it for a month line. Small shops can't always wait that long for an answer.
Fair. If you have good traffic, 7 to 10 days can surface signal. If you don't, use proxy metrics, hover rate, engagement time, micro conversions, and iterate quickly on the prototype until you can run a cleaner A/B. Short tests refine direction. Longer runs confirm impact.
Think like a studio. Fail cheap, learn fast, then scale. Okay, time for a quick imagination break to make this practical. Grab a pen, set a phone timer, and sketch three micro moment ideas for a brand you know. I'll call out three starter prompts, then you have 60 seconds.
Prompt 1, a loading handshake, logo strokes drawing themselves in 800 milliseconds. Prompt 2, a CTA ripple that reveals a tiny reward. Prompt 3, a sign-off loop that folds into a mascot wink. Ready? Go.
60 seconds feels long now that you're drawing. If you only get one, that's fine. Capture it and refine later.
After you sketch, convert one idea into a two-frame GIF or a tiny Figma prototype. Export under 100 kb and swap it into an email or CTA to test curiosity. If you can't code, even a mocked video will show whether people notice.
Let's pull this into three quick takeaways. 1. Start with intent. Decide whether the moment reassures, delights, or nudges. 2. Prototype lo-fi first.
paper, GIFs, Figma, and optimize for small file size. 3. Measure realistic metrics and iterate fast.
Resources and the exported frames are available when you register at mgwdstudios.com/submit. We built those templates so you can match what you hear with what to build.
One last guardrail. Don't overpolish the first test. Faster, lighter animations often win because they respect attention and load quickly. Ship small, measure, then add the wow.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly.
If this sparked something, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a micro moment makeover.
For templates, strategy, or micro interaction help that converts, visit mgwdstudios.com/submit. Imagine boldly. Design brilliantly. Connect creatively. I'm Michael, and we'll see you in the sketchbook.